Tomorrow is a big day around here because the doors to the third round of the seniorology semester open, and I am so excited to welcome in a new group of photographers who are truly ready to take the necessary steps to create a successful senior photography business and become the go-to senior photographer in their area. On today's podcast, I'm talking to one of my first seniorology semester students, Sandy, and she is going to share what this program has meant to her and how it helped her fast track her business in a way that she could never have done on her own. Before we jump into that interview, I want to quickly tell you what the seniorology semester is and share with you how you can get a sneak peek inside the program as well as learn my exact model team launch plan for free. The Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program designed specifically for senior photographers. We meet once a month for a group online workshop on topics such as marketing, model teams, systems and workflows, the senior client experience, pricing, in-person sales, and so much more. The students inside the program receive unlimited access to me via Voxer, which is an app that allows them to ask me anything, anytime, and get the help they need with their business, as well as two one-on-one coaching calls that allow me to dive deep into their specific businesses so that I can help each student where they need the most help. Students get all of my templates, including my What to Wear Guide, Senior Prep Guide, Inquiry Magazine, Model Magazine, social media templates, as well as done for you emails, blog posts, social media posts, everything you can think of. Students also get an in-person workshop that will be held in Charleston, South Carolina in May of 2022, and the accommodations are included. We will photograph a styled senior shoot, and I will take photos of each student for a branding photo shoot. This program will give you everything you need to run a successful senior photography business, and I am there to hold your hand, guide you, push you if you need it, every step of the way. Now, this is just a quick rundown of the program, but I would love for you to learn more about it, and there are two ways that you can do that. One, book a discovery call with me at the link in the show notes. And two, grab a seat in the free masterclass where I share my model team launch plan and give you a sneak peek into the semester program. Okay, let's get to that interview. Sandy joined the first round of the semester, and she shared with me that she thought her business was further along, but when going through the semester, she actually got her business to where she thought it was and even further. I'm so excited to share with you all that Sandy had to say, so let's get to it. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey guys, I am here today with one of my Seniorology semester students, Sandy, and we are going to talk a little bit about her experience inside the semester, and she's going to share how it changed her business and just hear from her exactly what her experience was all about. So Sandy, welcome. I'm super excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Sandy was one of my first group, and I'm so proud of the work she did. She accomplished quite a few things throughout our time together. So I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about what your business was like before you enrolled in the semester.
Okay. And yeah, thank you for letting me be here today. So so my business, I started it, the process of starting a business back in 2016. So, and the first thing I did was I enrolled in like a business course. I needed to get the background for running a business. Right. And then I quickly registered for another, it was like an online photography business course. So I could get, you know, my behind the scenes, my back end of my business all set up. So then I started during that time, it took about a year taking those classes, but I started doing free sessions for like a year so that I could get my client experience down how I wanted it to be on the days of my shoot. So that took a whole year. I did them all for free, and which was fun because I learned a lot. But then in 2017 is when I went ahead and launched my business. I felt like, okay, now I'm ready. I got my first camera when I was 11. So I knew how to use a camera. I grew up using my camera through high school, college, kids, that kind of thing. So I knew how to do that. Now my business was ready to go. So 2017 is when I launched. So, and it didn't take me long to figure out that seniors were my people. So,
right. So when you first started your business, you shot a little bit of everything.
Everything. I mean, newborns, babies, birthday parties, engagement shoots. I even did a wedding once, which is kind of crazy when you're still learning, but excuse me. But no, that was a great experience. It turned out fine. So, and I did tell the bride, she knew, like, oh, I've never done a wedding. So she was like, it's fine. So she knew. I was very honest about that. But yes, but seniors, they were my people to shoot because I have four kids. And at the time, three of the four were teenagers. Right. And then I have a preteen. So we live right across the street from a high school, too. And a lot of their... Yes. So they were always at the house. Their friends were over and they played sports. So we were always up at the high school. Just our lives have always been like revolved around teenagers. Mm-hmm. We've been serving like at our church, our high school or our student ministry for about 15 years now. So we've always been involved with teenagers. So
teenagers are a love of yours, right?
Yes. Yes. Love them. And now my youngest, she's 17 now since all this has started. So she's a junior and we're already starting about all the senior things and senior pictures and where's she going to do hers. So, but senior, so seniors, they were, that was the session that just kind of like, it sounds silly, but like lit my, you know, heart on fire. You know, it was really fun. It was just organic and it happened and the moms were there and we just had a great time. So I knew that my seniors, like those were my people that I was going to photograph. So.
So once you knew that seniors were going to be your main focus, you realized, okay, how do I get my business off the ground as far as senior focused business, right?
Yes. And I started a spokesmodel team. I started working on that in 2019 because I started hearing more about spokesmodel team and how they're really good for your business. And you actually talk about that a lot too.
I do. I love them. Yes.
So, but 2020 was actually my very first team. So I had eight girls.
Oh, good.
Here, and it was great. And it worked. Like it really worked because when we would do our creative shoots, they would be excited. They would share their photos. Their friends started calling to set up their sessions with me. And it was great. So it was serving its purpose. But behind the scenes, for me, I just noticed a huge pain point is that I was just working like all the time. Mm-hmm. So even though I had my business set up really well, behind the scenes, you know, from the get-go and client management stuff, it's just like my daily routines that you would do that I have in place now, but just like when you content create, when you check your emails, when you communicate with your clients, all of that, there's so much. And I was working so much. And
so do you think that through the semester that is one thing like the client workflow and client management helped you out a little bit with your systems?
Yes. Because now I can actually, at the end of the day, I can put my phone down and I try to just keep it out of the room. So I'm not online late at night. I'm not working until 11, 12 or getting up at 5 a.m. to get work done. It has kind of restored just order, I think, for our family and, because you've got to have your family in order and spend time with them. And then you work, you know. So right.
It was the you have to cut off. It off every, you know, at a certain point yeah. every day, because otherwise you're just working 24/7 and it can suck you in that way. So having that system mm-hmm. and how you handle every client and having just a set, this is what I do for mm-hmm. every single client, really helps you be able to yes. have more time with your family.
Absolutely. So that was huge. That was huge, huge for me to do that. So
what do you think you changed? Because I do believe, if I remember correctly, before you were an all-inclusive yes. photographer, right? And then since the semester, you have changed up how you deal with inquiries and you have gone to an in-person ordering structure, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And is that working out good for you?
Yes, it is. I like it. Now, I've just been doing this now. I've had it in place for a few mm-hmm. weeks because I wanted it all to go out at the same time mm-hmm. when I launched my new website. So right. I think we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, but yes, and it's what I had dreamed of because okay. I really love getting to know my clients. Mm-hmm. I felt like this... you know, when we would just email back and forth, meet at the session, and I would never talk to them again. That was, I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy knowing the senior that I'm serving, the mom that I'm serving. So it's right. been great. And so now, you know, I start off as soon as they inquire, you know, I want to talk to them. I want to get mm-hmm. to know them. I want to get to hear about their senior and what they've been through. And just so I know other ways that we can celebrate them and make their session mm-hmm. more unique to them.
And it makes a huge difference to them too.
Yes. And I do. I love, you know, asking the questions, you know, where are you going to college? Why are you going? What are you studying? You know, just to really get to know them.
Yeah.
And that's making a huge difference. Just
that's awesome.
And their client experience. And then, mm-hmm. and then that helps. It's fun, you know, for like the ordering sessions, just to have more time to be together and mm-hmm. just talk about what they would think. You know, what might be good for them in their house mm-hmm. or invitations or whatever mm-hmm. they might need. So
right.
It's been a joy to be able to spend more time actually with my senior, with their mom. Typically it's their mom.
Yeah. It's a lot more fulfilling on both ends. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we, you know, we feel like we're doing a better job. They get a better experience. And then in turn they share about you because you gave them mm-hmm. that good experience. Tell me the other day one of your clients already felt taken care of just from the get-go? Didn't you tell me that?
She did. Yeah, we were emailing back and forth, and she did. She just sent me an email to say thank you so much because I feel like this is going to be a really, really easy process. So, and I told her, I said, I'll just, you know, take you along on this journey that we're going to go on. But
yeah.
because parents have a lot to deal with, you know, you're looking yeah. at possible like scholarships for your kids or what college mm-hmm. are they going to go to, applications, essays, all that kind of thing. It's nice to think like that I'm really taking something off of their plate to serve yeah. them from beginning to end. You know, like
I love that. That's such a good statement because we are serving them. And if we look at it that yeah. way, it just all around makes a better experience because we are trying to make something that is kind of a crazy time in their life be something that we can help them with.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And that's fun. That part is fun. So, and it's fun to kind of create together, you know, uh-huh. as they're like going to be choosing their images, what they would like or how they would want their album to look, things like that.
Right.
So it's fun to kind of create that together, you know.
Yeah.
And just give them a little ownership, you know.
Of exactly. Exactly. Well, I mean, they're young adults. They want to feel mm-hmm. like they have some sort of ownership in it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So
now you mentioned the website. So is that probably one of the most, one of the major things that you did during the semester was get that website specifically for seniors, redo it where you're talking to your ideal client through your copy? Do you feel like that was major?
Yes, that was the number one thing that I had hoped to get done. Mm-hmm. We had communicated prior to the course, you know, just as I was getting registered. Mm-hmm. And you suggested, you know, Elizabeth McCravey, her emails. So I purchased that, but I really hadn't had time to do anything else. And I came to the semester mm-hmm. with that template and we started working on it. And that was my biggest goal through the semester was to have uh-huh. a brand new storefront. I just call it like, that's my storefront.
Right.
I don't have an actual store. That's my storefront. And I knew that that is what needed to get done. Mm-hmm. But I needed to, just this semester is the whole thing is what helped me think more like a senior rather than just an adult, somebody that could be their mom talking.
Right.
It directed me more to communicate with my senior. Like if you were a high school senior,
right,
this is going to be relevant to you. And I especially love the guys page because sometimes guys don't necessarily love their senior pictures, but I have a whole page on my website that's dedicated just to the guys and all the places that we could shoot with them. And so it's, but yeah, the website was my number one goal to have done by the end of the semester. It took a few extra months to get it done, but we're still in 2021. So
there you go. You got it done, girl. And I'm so proud of you. You did. You worked really hard on it. And it is so awesome to see something finally, you know, be your vision and speak directly to your ideal client. And that's what a website has to do because yes, we can talk to them on social media, but we also have to have a place to send them. Like if their mom, like if a senior goes to her mom and says, I want Sandy to take my photo, she needs somewhere to go that really is going to tell her, okay, yes, Sandy is professional. I know exactly what kind of experience we'll get. And we have to talk to them through that copy and kind of nudge them through the pages to hit that button to book, right?
Yes, absolutely. So and through it, I mean, I appreciate because there were certain little things that I had missed here and there, and because you would review and you say, oh, we forgot this, you know, there, a button needs to be there, it needs to be a brighter color so they know what to push and things like that. So
exactly, yeah. Well, I love how it turned out, and I'm so proud of you for doing it and sticking to it because sometimes it does get like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to get this website done? Right, but you did it.
Yes. So yeah, I'm really thankful to have that done. So that was just my biggest project so far.
So that was one of your biggest projects that you worked on during the semester. What did you love most about the semester in general? And then I would love to hear what you loved most about the in-person retreat.
Okay. What I love, there's a lot. So what I loved most would be, well, the freedom that I now have. So, okay, our retreat was Wednesday to Friday. So this was Thursday afternoon, actually Thursday morning, because we do have our sessions. We would have sessions where we break out. And I love, well, I'll tell you why in just a second. But we started talking about social media, about content creation. So which was great because I struggled. And that's probably what took up a lot of time because I just, it's hard. That usually is what falls to the back burner because you're trying to get your clients and keep your, you know, your clients feeling taken care of. And so that was great. But then you said something, you go, okay, we're going to, now we're going to create a month, 1 month worth of posts. And we sat down and this is funny. I did take this out so you could really see, but like, I have this, like all my notes, I still have it like pages of what we did, but we had a whole month planned in like 30 minutes. And that is when, because I was thinking like, oh, I hope this semester works. I, you know, I was a little nervous thinking, I hope this is what can help change my business. But I felt like in that moment, which was, so it was my favorite part, but I think I can do this. Like finally, because, you know, normally it would be a Tuesday night. I have to post at 9:00. It's 8 p.m.
Right. I don't have to know what you're going to post.
That's how I, like the first couple of years, it's just the no systems in place. But now I can just plan it. I go back.
And so are you still doing that? Are you still sitting down and are you still planning a month in advance?
Yes. But now it's every Tuesday morning at 9:30 is when I start. But, like I'll do it at the beginning of the month for the whole month, but every Tuesday morning I'll go back for maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes and sit down. And if I need to tweak anything, I'll absolutely tweak things or move posts around. Right. But it has saved me hours and hours and hours. So it was that moment that was my favorite that made me think, I think I can do this. Like, I think
I'm so excited to hear that.
Yeah. So I was excited, you know, inside. I didn't really say anything to me, but I just felt like I can do this. So that was probably my favorite just because it gave me so much hope that, like, I really think I can build a balance between family and work and serve my clients well. And posts that seem more relevant, you know, to them, that something a senior would be interested in.
Right.
moving or singing. So that was one of my
favorites. I love that.
So not to mention the super fun shoot that you did plan for us with Figgy.
Figgy. That was such a fun shoot. And I keep seeing your all of y'all's posts and stuff because those photos we can just keep reusing them because it was such a great shoot. And it is so like visually appealing because it's out of the norm, but yet it's not like crazy. Like the girls weren't dressed crazy. The girls, you know, they're dressed like a senior, but having that pink car, I love it. I love it.
It's adorable. So there were a lot of things, but that was definitely my highlight of just when us sitting down and just that concentrated time of, you know, the breakout session that we had.
Yeah. It's so nice to just have somebody there to just be there for you. You know what I mean? Guide you. And sometimes it is, I don't know that I can do this. And sometimes it's, yes, this confirms the fact that I can do this. Do you know what I mean? And just having that person that's already been there and done that say, you've got this, you really can do this. Mm-hmm. And just showing you that is so important.
Yes, yes. And that's how it was. You know, I felt like after that session, I can do this. I just have to be disciplined to sit down and start.
Right.
And then once you start, then it gets easier, you know.
I do think starting is probably the hardest part, right? And I've said this to you guys before. I hate to use the term from Nike, but sometimes you just have to do it to see that, yes, in fact, you can do it. It's the anticipation when you're not doing like, oh gosh, that freaks you out a little bit, right? But once you do it, you see, okay, it's not that bad. I got this.
Yes, exactly.
Good. Okay, so what do you think had the biggest impact on your business? Maybe what you just said, but was there something else that you think maybe had a huge impact from the semester on your specific business?
On my business? Well, the biggest impact was I have my new storefront, of course, the website, which we talked about that just a little bit. That was huge. And it's nice sometimes because, oh, and also the other thing is I have a phone call with my clients. So when they inquire, the first thing I do now is I want to talk to them. So I want to get to know them. And the response from them has been wonderful. Because we instantly kind of make a connection here all about their seniors. So that's been something that I changed since the semester that has been really, I think, impactful even for their experience too. But They learn that, like, you know, that I can really trust this person. They're going to have my best interest in mind as we're planning this session for my daughter or my son.
Right. Well, I'm making that connection. It takes it from price shopping and only being concerned with price to now I know I want to work with this person no matter what they're, you know what I mean? Like this person I'm connected to, and I want this person to take my photos or take my daughter's photos. So it is a sort of a change in mindset on both ends, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, good. Okay. So tell me, if there was somebody sitting here thinking about enrolling in the semester program, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say do it. And part of the reason, I mean, another reason why I did it is just because I had wanted for years and years to start a photography business. So it wasn't quite the right season with a lot of kids. But now I feel like I've really been kind of fast tracked. And that's one thing that people can know. Just lean in on your knowledge of what you have done as you were building your business. And this is what you want to do. It's like you help photographers.
Right.
And it really will save photographers a lot of time, which in turn for them by investing in maybe this semester by investing in that, that's going to pay dividends in the future because they're going to fast track their business to where they want to be as well. And that's huge, you know, when you have time on your side, because now you've been empowered with knowledge from somebody that's already figured it out. So I would say definitely do it. Don't waste any more time. So
I love that. So do you feel like you got your investment back?
I do. Yes. Yes, yes. And even before I did it, I just mentioned to my husband, you know, about it. This is what I'm thinking about doing. And he had said that too. He said, Sandy, you have somebody that you're telling me about that wants to help you fast track your business. So you'll find that investment is going to be worth it. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, good. That makes my heart so happy because I want so much for everybody to succeed. And I'm just, I just really want to make sure that I'm giving you everything that you need and continue to. I mean, we still talk, right? So I'm still texting you and hoping that everything's going okay because I just want to see you keep growing.
Yes. And friendships were made in our group. Mm-hmm. Like we still have that Facebook group that's still, right. I mean, we were chatting on it. I think it was yesterday, just asking questions to one another and, the traveling dress series, just fun things have come out of that. So
that's right. Yeah. It's a good community of support, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Good. Okay. So I would love for you to share a win with me of something maybe that's happened since the semester that you feel like is a huge win for you.
Okay. Well, now I launched a lot's happened in the past two and a half weeks since I've launched my website because I just launched everything at the same time. New structure in which I operate the business, everything. So, but I was talking with a potential client, a mom, the other day, and I was sharing with her. I called her right up and we got on the phone and I was just going through the whole experience. And actually her daughter was with her. So I was on speakerphone and we talked. Mm-hmm. And after I met the daughter, then she went along her way. But she did say, that just this time that we're all in, we know what I'm talking about. It's crazy for seniors. Things look different than a few years back. But she just said, you know what, Sandy, whatever she wants, doesn't matter what package she wants. This is her senior year and I want her to get whatever she wants. And it was just nice to talk to her, to know that, wow, this really is something that is valuable to seniors and valuable to their family, that to know that I could be able to serve them in that way. And she's like, whatever package she picks, she can pick. It doesn't matter. She picks the top one. It doesn't matter. I want her to be happy. I want her to be taken care of. And so that actually made me really happy to think like, wow, I'm going to be a part of the seniors' senior year to help her get what she wants, that she's going to remember her senior year by forever. And that was a huge one to think that the mom trusted me that much to say, hey, I'm going to let her decide now. We've talked, I'm the mom, I'm going to give it over to her and let her decide. And it doesn't matter what she picks, but it was really just a blessing to hear that and to be like, wow, I get to be a part of that. And so,
you changed your packages. So no matter what she picks, it's probably going to be more than what you had before, right?
Yes. But it's that customer experience that you like, it's okay when you treat your client the way that they need to be treated and serve them in the way that you need to be treated. It's worth it. It really makes it worth it to them.
Yep.
We had that with my two daughters. They both got married very close to one another. And the first time we went to a place, it was kind of a little pricey for dresses, but the customer service was so good. It was not a question. We went right back to that expensive bridal salon. It was no question she got her dress there because customer service, that made all the difference.
Yes.
So I want to do that for my clients, to give them and help them with this. It's not an issue with getting your senior photos. I want to.
Right. Well, it's more than senior photos. I mean, there's a whole experience with it, right? I mean, I remember when we first started talking, you weren't offering hair and makeup, and now you're doing that and you're doing in-person ordering and you're offering products that you never had done before. And so now it's a whole well-rounded experience instead of just digitals, taking photos and giving digitals, nothing wrong with that. But now you've taken your experience up a level and can really help your clients throughout the entire process. So that's awesome. And I am super proud of you. You did some really great work and you continue to do such great work. Because you have to do it, right? Like I can help you all day long, but you have to do it. So that's one thing that I want to give you a big hand about because you did the work.
Thank you.
That website is no easy feat, right? And changing from all-inclusive to in-person sales, that can be scary, but you did it. Yes. And you should give yourself a pat on the back, right?
Yes. Thank you. So, and one of the girls said the same thing because I remember at the retreat asking her, when did you make the change? And she told me, she goes, Sandy, I just did it. A lot like what you just said. She goes, you can't overthink it. If you know this is what you want to do to better serve your client, do it. You can't just sit back and, you know, think about it. You know,
think, that's right.
What is it? The paralysis of analysis.
Analysis. Or yes, exactly. Don't paralysis analysis. We can all get there though, because it can be scary. Yes. But yes. But you know, now that you've done it, you can tell others it's not quite so scary, right?
Yes, yes. Just trust the process, you that's know. Right. And if you're willing to serve your clients and hear what they have to say, and that it turns out to be a really nice experience for them, and just keep it like it's got to be client centered. It's about them and how right. you can serve them and celebrate the seniors and. Offer them quality products, you know, that they'll be able to enjoy forever.
That's some really great advice. I love that. I want to repeat that because what Sandy said is so true. You have to serve your clients as opposed to thinking about selling to them, right? Like IPS sometimes can be scary for us because we think, oh God, we're not good salesmen, or we don't want to have to sell to someone. But really, it's a mindset shift, and you serve your clients and give them the best possible experience, and it just changes the whole game.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does.
Well, I am so proud of you. I am so glad that you were in the semester. I'm here for you, continue to be here for you to watch your business grow. I've seen it, and I will continue to watch and be there for you because I just love what you're doing. And I know your clients are loving their experience with you too.
So, well, thank you. Yes, I'm excited for where I am now. And it was such a good investment. So, yeah. So far, I mean, it was probably one of the best investments I've made so far, besides like my equipment. You know, you need good equipment, you need good education. And this was worth it. This semester was wonderful. So,
well, thank you. I'm so glad. And I'm glad that you were in that first round. I'm glad to have our group of support each other, you know, supporting each other. I can't wait to see what you do with the traveling dress because you have that now, right?
I have it now. Yes.
So, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun to watch. And then one more girl gets it after you. Yes. One more photographer gets it after you. And then it'll be my turn. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you're going to finish this off with a bang. So
I'm going to finish this off. I don't know whether it'll be a bang or not, but I'm going to finish. I do have the model in mind. So that's good.
Yes. Yes. My model confirmed yesterday. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And she's super easygoing. In fact, I've got to call her here a little bit to let her know the location, and it'll be very Florida-ish. So I'm excited.
Good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience here today. I'm super excited for your business is continuing to go, and I'm so glad I could be a little bit of a part of it.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate everything. So, and it's been fun to be here talking with you too.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It's not, podcast is not so scary, right?
No, exactly. Yes.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you soon. Thanks, Sandy.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.